The city of Pittsburgh has been held up as a model of reinvention, but many surrounding communities are still trying to find their place in the post-industrial economy. 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston brings us a story from McKees Rocks, a borough in transition.
The first American Eagle Outfitters opened in McKees Rocks in 1912. The national retailer is just one example of the borough's rich business history. But while Pittsburgh is experiencing a high-tech renaissance, the blue-collar municipality, just 15 minutes from downtown, is still struggling to get back on track. One person helping to lead the revitalization effort is executive director of the McKees Rocks Community Development Corporation, Taras Virchek. The borough native spent several years working in Manhattan, but the desire to improve his hometown brought him back, and he's observed changes.
This has always been a blue-collar, working-class town. I think some of that has been lost. There's been a pervasive generational poverty. But at the same time, these are our friends and neighbors. I think it's our job to help empower them so we can all reach the end of the rainbow that we're looking for.
He thinks McKees Rocks can build on its manufacturing history by taking advantage of a location accessible by road, rail, and river. Nearby West Carson Street is undergoing improvements, and CSX is investing $60 million in a new rail terminal in the borough. In addition, opening the town's main thoroughfare to two-way traffic has improved residents' perceptions of Chartiers Avenue.
It creates more pedestrian-friendly and more logical street-front environment. People now feel that this is a downtown, as in the past, it felt really dysfunctional.
And then there's the Roxian Theater. Virchek is working with several partners to renovate the 1920s-era vaudeville theater into a modern music venue with the potential to draw people to McKees Rocks.
We know from all the market studies we've done that this is really a unique way to attract people.
Festival, an annual event featuring food trucks and live music, supports the economic studies done by the Community Development Corporation. 4,000 people attended the event last year. Festival and the renovation of the Roxian are part of a larger plan to attract artists to the area. Promoter Ziggy Sawdust has purchased an old Catholic school building with plans to develop a center for artists in McKees Rocks. He sees potential in using the arts as a redevelopment strategy.
I think a good example of the role that art can play in a community is well illustrated in Lawrenceville. The presence of artists really helped rejuvenate the area, and so I don't see any reason why it would be any different in McKees Rocks.
Gemini Children's Theater, which provides arts education in the greater Pittsburgh area, also recognizes potential for the arts in the borough. Executive Director Jill Jeffrey.
We'd been on the east end of town, and since about 2013, I have met with Taras Virchek about Gemini relocating over to this neighborhood. It was important to him that we get this programming over here, and we felt it was an important move for us to address a community that had the need we were able to provide.
While the arts could be a cornerstone of the new McKees Rocks, long-standing businesses, including Hollywood Music and Pierogies Plus, have remained steadfast in their commitment to the borough. That's the sound of Jenny Lee brand bread being unloaded onto cooling racks at Five Generation Baker.
We recognized the value that Jenny Lee was a 70-year Pittsburgh institution.
That's Five Generation Baker's president, Scott Baker, who revived his family's business and the Jenny Lee brand in 2010. The Baker family's commitment to the community includes hiring local workers and helping them pursue home ownership opportunities. Their dedication isn't lost on Taras Virchek.
The partnership with Five Generation Bakers has been absolutely incredible on many levels. It's such an essential part of the community. It's part of that great manufacturing base that we have here.
While they no longer make the bakery treats people fondly remember, the popularity of their cinnamon swirl breads has brought the Jenny Lee brand back. And according to Scott Baker, they're in McKees Rocks for the long haul.
We want to be responsible partners in a community. We're fully vested with this expansion plan. If our success continues and we need to build another bakery, we would never abandon this. This would always be our headquarters. So McKees Rocks is our long-term home.
From music to manufacturing, McKees Rocks has had its successes. But Virchik says the borough still faces challenges.
We don't want to lose the residents that have made this community what it is for generations.
To that end, the Community Development Corporation is working with several local partners to address issues including generational poverty, lack of affordable housing, and access to nutritious food. Program manager for the Chronic Disease Prevention Program at the Allegheny County Health Department, Hannah Hardy, says the department collaborates with organizations working to get healthy foods in the borough's corner stores.
We partner very closely with Just Harvest, the hunger advocacy organization, and we have a grant aimed at increasing access to fresh and healthy food. So as part of that, we are implementing Fresh Corners, a healthy corner store program, and they actually have three stores in the McKees Rocks area.
The municipality also struggles with a high incidence of mental illness due in part to the closing of state hospitals in the region. According to Denise Massarelli at the Allegheny County Office of Behavioral Health, McKees Rocks is working to address the issue.
They see folks with mental health and other economic challenges as their community. And since about February, a group of civic leaders, health and human service providers have all come together to figure out what the community needs and how we can work together to meet those needs.
While these issues may take years to tackle, collaborations with groups like Focus on Renewal and the Still Rocks Family Health Center are yielding positive results. The Community Development Corporation is also working to stay ahead of gentrification problems, such as those that have affected Pittsburgh's East End neighborhoods.
We're trying to be very aggressive with that now and really employ the best minds that are out there to work with us on fixing it.
Virchik envisions a McKees Rocks that takes advantage of its riverfronts and green spaces. He sees a bustling business district with plenty of affordable housing. And he's confident they've laid the groundwork to make this vision a reality. For WESA, I'm Marcus Charleston.
McKees Rocks Festival takes place this Saturday, August 5th.